Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. The winter storm causing travel delays along the East Coast is coming to an end. The storm dropped more than 18 inches of snow in Boston, with less on the Cape and Islands and in western Massachusetts. Snowplow driver Joe Salabaria had been working for about 14 hours when he calculated the total in Newton Center this morning.
We started at 7 last night. Every time 4 inches come down, we go around, and so it doesn't stack up too high, you know what I mean? So this is our third time around. Foot of snow.
At least another 4 inches was added in Newton Center during the day today. And a blizzard like this is challenging for just about all of us, but it's especially difficult for those who are homeless. Boston Globe reporter Megan Iron spent some time yesterday with advocates for the homeless from the Pine Street Inn who were trying to get people in out of this storm. She joins us on the line now. Welcome to Radio Boston, Megan.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, the advocates from the Pine Street Inn, who you went out with yesterday, were trying to get folks to come in from the cold. We were thinking, why is that even necessary?
Well, a lot of the people who they were trying to reach yesterday are people who've been homeless for a very long time. They have mental illnesses, or they are addicted to drugs or alcohol, and many are reluctant to come in. They can't drag them in or force them to come in. So what they can do is encourage them to seek shelter. And if they don't want to seek shelter, then they provide them with blankets, food, things to keep them warm. And they check on them regularly through the night.
And the folks from the Pine Street Inn pretty much know where to look for them.
They do. They know these people. They've been working with them for many years, some of them for many years, and they've gone out every night. It's just that the blizzard made their conditions extremely more urgent, I guess I would say.
And you saw someone refuse to come in. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, actually saw two people who refused to come in, and it was really, really sad. There was one man who was behind a warehouse in South Boston. He was under a pile of blankets, and the blankets were frozen and snow-covered. And they called out his name, and he rose from the blanket, and he was wearing jackets and hoods, and they asked him if he wanted to come in, and he gave them the same old excuse, I'll come in later, I'll come in later, but they know he's not going to come in. There was another man that we saw behind a church. They pitched their tents in the snow, and the Pine Street workers announced themselves in Pine Street as just to show them that they're friendly and that they're there to help. And still, folks refused to come in.
Oh, boy. Well, Megan, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Megan Irons is a reporter for the Boston Globe. And it is the cleanup from this storm that is now the focus. And shoveling can be, well, a pain, especially in the back. And that's not the only pain you're going to have to worry about when you're lugging around all the white stuff. Dr. Stephanie Moore is a cardiologist at Mass General Hospital, and she says this type of snow can be dangerous.
Shoveling is not a sport. This is something that you need to be conditioned for. It's a winter chore and should be undertaken by an already in-shape individual.
Mm-hmm. What should people look for, though, or think about to determine whether they may be getting themselves into a potentially dangerous situation when they're shoveling and cleaning up?
Well, what they should look for is number one, if you smoke, have high blood pressure, are overweight, on chemotherapy, or afflicted with any heart disease, I would say don't shovel regardless of your age. If you do not do routine exercise, meaning you don't exercise at least once or twice a week, and you're over the age of 45 to 50, consider asking somebody to help you. So really pay attention to shortness of breath, chest pain, and any unusual pains in your back or legs or your arms, and stop and do it every 2 hours, just a little bit. Another piece of advice would be don't drink coffee and go out and shovel, because that's caffeine, and that gets your heart pumping really quickly already, and the exercise will get your heart pumping quickly. So don't drink caffeine and shovel, and don't have a cigarette and shovel.
And you're at work today?
I'm at work today. I'm one of the cardiologists here, and we always get chest pain and snow shoveling. Don't ignore it. Come into the emergency room. We will help you. Do not ignore chest pain or shortness of breath if you get it. And if you feel something abnormal in your wrists, joints, your back, and you strain yourself from shoveling, come into the emergency room and get it treated. But most importantly, do not ignore chest pain if you get it while you're shoveling.
Did you shovel yourself out?
You know, I did not. I have two young boys, and they take care of that for me, so I put them to work.
All right. Well, hopefully they'll keep it clean for you when you get home tonight.
Oh, they've been out there. So, you know, be smart, be appropriate. Don't ignore symptoms. Wear the appropriate clothes and hydrate.
All right. Dr. Stephanie Moore, cardiologist at Mass General Hospital, thanks for that advice.
Thank you so much.
And stay with WBUR for all the latest information on the storm. Our coverage continues during All Things Considered in just a couple of minutes. If you've got something to say, rants, raves, we take compliments and criticisms, you can always post a comment on our website, wbur.org/Boston. Email's fine, too. Our address is radioboston@wbur.org. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.